Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new edition of Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家每天通过 AM 774收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English. And, of course, part one, which is...
Part one is Spice It Up. Of course, we're talking about spicing up your English with...
English idiom.
That's right.
And what about today's idiom?
Okay. Well, if you thought yesterday's idiom was long, we have an
longer
even
one.
Longer.
Okay.
Okay. Today's idiom is, left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Okay.
So let me say that again. Left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Okay. 昨天我们的 idiom 呢开始的单词呢是 leave.但今天呢变成了 left， 那么今天这个 left 和我们说离开没有任何关系，是我们在确定方位的时候用的一个词组，什么一个左面一个右面，那个左右的那个左 left hand 左手，同时呢后面是 doesn't know 不知道 what the right hand is doing， 那么左手和右手之间是什么关系呢？左手不知道右手在干嘛。OKThat's kind of an interesting, you know, idiom, right?
Yeah.
Gonna be know each other. They can see each other, right?
Well, the hands should know. I mean, they're so close.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 那么为什么说左手和右手没有任何关系呢？我们下面做一个a short conversation.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's start.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, what plan, you know, do you and your wife have on this weekend?
Oh, well, I don't know.
So you guys don't talk to each other?
Well, our situation is the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. So for the weekend, she'll tell me, oh, we're supposed to go to John and Mary's house.
Uh-huh.
But she never told me that.
Okay.
Never sent me a message or talked to me. So I never know what we're doing. Our communication has problems.
Okay, so I think you need to do something. You know, the channel is kind of, it's a smooth, right?
Yeah, I think we need some counseling.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, the problem kind of getting worse and worse, and sometime to the point, you know, something happens in the end.
Yeah, you're right. This is not a good way to discuss things, just to not know what we're doing. So,
right.
Yeah, I think we should get some counseling.
Yeah, need to talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 那么 Sam 的对话里面提到了说这个左手和右手，那么他的场景是什么呢？我问 Sam 说，他和他的家人，他的 wife， 那么这个周末有什么的这个 plan， 有什么计划安排没有呢？他说呢，没聊啊，没有说这个事情。我说你们之间不沟通啊？他用了这个词组呢 ，left hand doesn't know what right hand is doing，right？ 左手和右手之间，他们从来不沟通，不了解。表示两个人之间有很大的一个距离，同时呢在沟通方面有很大的一个障碍在里面。
Yeah.
Okay, 那么他也认识到呢，肯定是两人之间出现了一定的问题，才导致说两个人呢几乎不说话的这么一个比较尴尬的一个场景。
Yeah.
Right.
So just like a left hand and right hand are very close,
right?
A husband and a wife should also be very close to each other and know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. 那么我们知道呢，左手和右手呢是非常紧密的一个身体的两个部分，他们应该呢是非常非常的了解双方，比如你左手在哪里，右手在哪，非常非常的了解。但是呢，如果说你的左手和右手几乎没有任何的交集，没有任何的沟通的话呢，那么就存在着很大的一个 problem、
yes.
一个问题。Right.
So this can also be used in maybe like a company situation.
Right.
Where the boss should be working closely with the workers,、
mm-hmm.
but maybe if he neglects them, he doesn't know what the workers are doing, the、mm-hmm. workers never see the boss, then it's kind of a left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Okay, 那么同样呢，不仅仅用在家庭里面，我们用这个左右手的这个故事，同时呢，在一个公司里面，如果说老板对员工的态度不好，啊，就是说瞧不起这你的员工，那么他们之间就有一个 communication problem， 那么相互之间都老板不愿意跟员工沟通，那么员工也同样不愿意跟老板进行沟通，那么对于一个公司来讲呢，老板和员工应该像左手和右手一样非常 close， right？ 但是呢，由于这沟通的问题导致他们双方互相都不理睬对方，那么这公司最后呢肯定不会有一个很好的一个 prospect， 一个 future, 一个前途的。
Fail.
Fail, definitely. Okay, so that's today's idiom, and now let's go to part two, all right?
Okay, so get ready to hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, today's hit the book, we will go on with the topic...Enjoy doing something.
Yes, or maybe not enjoying it.
Hate doing something. 那么今天呢，我们接着跟大家聊呢，喜欢做什么事情或讨厌做什么事情的这么一个语法的一个话题。同时呢，我们再补充一些相关的一个单词，以及呢它单词背后的一个语法点。昨天我们谈论了一些话题，比如说自行车，然后呢，微博、微信以及呢我们自拍这么些话题，为什么喜欢，为什么不喜欢。同时呢，一些同学呢给我们发了一定的这个微信的留言，他们对自己的喜欢，比如说自行车呢，提出了自己的一些观点啊，以及他们不喜欢一些事情呢，也有自己的一些想法。OK， 那么有些观点呢，我也觉得是 kind of interesting， right？
Yeah.
Okay, and.Well, let's just continue, right? The same thing, right? The same pattern, but different topic.
Okay, so do you have some more questions
of course,
for me?
Of course, right? 那么今天呢，我们继续讨论呢一些话题。同样呢，我问 Sam 的这个问题呢，大家也在想看看，同样跟 Sam have a competition， 跟 Sam 进行一个竞争，看看你们的回答是否比 Sam 更具有娱乐性，更具有更有高度，更有难度， right? Okay, so next topic.Do you like or do you dislike or do you love or do you hate collecting sneakers?
Oh.
The kind of interesting topic, right? Sneaker.
Yeah.
那么今天的话题呢是问 Sam 是否喜欢还是不喜欢收集 sneaker, 不是那个 sneaker, right?
Yeah, not sneaker. Like,
not sneaker,
like
不是说 candy. 那不是说我们吃的那个 candy 那个 sneaker.而是呢 ，sneaker 是一个
sneaker，
我们说运动鞋 ，S N E A K E R S， 两只的 ，right？Sneakers、
yeah.
for Sam. What about you? Do you like it or hate it?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle about this. It's not that I like it or dislike it.
Okay.
It just happens.
It happens.
Yes, the shoes just collect and build up. It just happens.
Okay, just come on, give me some more details, right?
Okay, so sneakers. Now, I have football shoes.
Okay.
And I have running shoes.
Running shoes, football shoes, right?
And then I have shoes that are like regular sneakers, but I just use them for walking.
Okay.
But I buy them on kind of like an accident.
Okay.
Where, oh, if I like those shoes, I'll buy them. But I don't think about, No, I don't need these shoes. It just happens. I don't know.
All right.
It's a phenomenon.
Okay, phenomenon. 那么 Sam 呢，他的的确确也收集了 collect 一些 sneakers 运动鞋，比如说他有一个 football 足球鞋，同时呢还有什么一些跑鞋，还有呢我们说这个走路的那些鞋 ，right?
Yeah, right.
他不是说刻意的去收集这些，但是呢只是 by accident.
Yes.
就是突然喜欢了，然后呢就买到家，那么发现他的 stock.It's piling up. Okay. 他的这个货呢也囤积的越来越多。
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a kind of like a sense of achievement or sense of, you know, any satisfaction when you're inspecting your shoes?
No.
No?
No, because I think this is funny because usually girls have a large shoe collection.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that I also have a large shoe collection, I think, I think I have a problem.
Right. Okay. 那么说有些女孩子呢特别喜欢呢 okay, kind of show off, you know, 最炫耀性的把自己的整个的鞋有多少漂亮的，比如说高跟鞋呀、各种各样的鞋呢，比如在 selfie 啊微信上进行发一下，然后我有比如说100双特别漂亮的鞋。那么对于 Sam 来讲，他自己没有这种心理的这种状态，但是呢偶然发现自己的的确确也有一个很大的一什么的一个收集的亮了 ，right?
Yeah.
那么它是一个 by accident.
Yes.
But I don't know why people, you know, like collecting shoes.
I don't know either. I just, like I said, it's kind of a phenomenon. You don't try to buy these shoes. It just happens.
Right. But some people just do it on purpose.
Yes. Well, some shoes, like for example, maybe a girl likes to buy different shoes because they can go with different outfits.
Right.
But I find shoes just because, oh, those look comfortable, those look nice, so I'm gonna maybe just buy them.
Okay, 那么说 Sam 给我们了一个原因，为什么说有些人 enjoy collecting sneakers or shoes, 特别是 girls, 他们呢比如说要选合适的这双鞋呢和他们的衣服进行 match, 进行这个搭配，所以呢他们需要不同的场合，不同的颜色以及不同的这个材质的鞋呢和他们的整个的这个衣服以及不同的场合要匹配 right?
Yes. Actually, I know a reason why I buy shoes sometimes. Sometimes they're on sale.
Right.
Or for a good price. So even though I don't need them, I think, oh, those are cheap, so I'll buy them.
Okay, that's the price. It's the kind of, attraction.
The
right?
price is the reason. Yes.
Right. 那么说他有几个原因。对 Sam 来讲呢，价钱也是一个很好很好的一个原因啊，他去买这双鞋 right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sam...you know, kind of contribute. Here's the reasons, you know, why he has a kind of collection of sneakers at
yeah.
his apartment.
It's not so much because I like or dislike shoes.
Right, 那么大家看看自己有没有比如说自己喜欢就是说这个运动鞋或者其他的鞋也可以为什么收集这些鞋那么大家想一想看看利用 Sam 给大家的这些句子结构以及呢一些形容词表达出自己这种 hobby 的一个 reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is...Do you doing any kind of like a meditation practice, like a yoga? Okay, so do you like it, hate it?
Yoga. Well, I would have to say I hate it.
You hate it?
I really don't like stretching.
Already, it's just a popular... Okay, yoga is not...just a sport. It's more than sport.
A sport? No, no. It's kind of like a form of exercise, maybe.
Right.
So there's a lot of stretching involved. And then, like you said, it also has kind of a mental or spiritual
right.
side to it.
Exactly.
Where you kind of meditate and you have deep breathing.
Okay, so that's one reason you hate stretching.
I hate stretching.
Okay, so number one. Number two.
Number two?Maybe it's because it's just too quiet, and I like to be doing something, and so it's too slow.
Right, you prefer doing, you know, some sports or some exercise with a loud music.
Loud music, yeah,
okay.
Some action.
Okay, 那么说 Sam 给出了说他不喜欢做瑜伽的两个原因 two reasons, right?
Sure.
那么第一个原因呢他不喜欢 stretching.对 Sam 来讲是一个 torture、
yeah.
就是很折磨他的一件事情因为 Sam 提到一个 stretch S-T-R-E-T-C-H、那么伸展的意思这个词呢可以使我们身体的伸展 stretch 同时呢这个词还可以用来比如说我们中国特别流行的那个面条我们叫抻面 stretch noodles right、
yeah.
说手抻面那么 stretch noodles 同时呢在西方的这个 pizza 我们有着 hand stretch pizza手拉的 pizza 不是说机器这个压出来的 pizza、
right.
那么这种 pizza 呢往往给一种很怀旧的感觉同时呢也感觉很传统 very traditional way of making pizza by hand stretching
OK、
right? 所以这个 stretch 是非常好的一个词我们在练瑜伽需要我们的胳膊我们的腿我们的脖子所有的部位 you're stretched right
yes
okay
there's also a fun way to use stretch、
uh-huh.
like if someone is doesn't quite tell the truth
all right
that's or what they want to do is not very practical then we say that's a bit of a stretch
okay 那么有些人说话的这个内容啊或者说他你认为他不是很靠谱的方的话的话你可以用这个词呢他说的话 is a little bit stretched
yes so we can say stretch the truth
okay stretch the truth
那么
把这个事实呢给他 stretch 那往往呢和事实呢有一定的距离了 right、
yes.
那么大家一定要用这词呢另外一层意思 stretch okay 另外一个原因 Sam 不喜欢 yoga 的原因呢就是说他认为呢太静了 too quiet right那么 Sam 喜欢呢更加 loud music
I want to be moving, but not slowly, very quickly.
Yeah, I think when you kind of, if you work, you are doing yoga, I think you will fall asleep.
Yeah, probably.
Right, okay. 那么Sam练瑜伽的话，有可能呢，不自觉的就会什么呢，昏昏入睡了。所以呢，Sam不适合做瑜伽，而适合做那种大分贝音量的，同时那种 vigorous sport， 剧烈的运动。Right. 那么大家自己想一想，如果你喜欢做瑜伽，那么看看为什么喜欢做瑜伽。那么 Sam 给出了一个反面的两个不喜欢的这个 examples。
Sure.
OK. 那么大家想动动脑筋，想想自己。So what about you? Why you like it? Why you dislike it? OK. And next topic is knitting.
Knitting?
Yeah, do you like knitting?
Well...Okay. Knitting, I think I have maybe a negative view of knitting.
Okay, another negative?
Yeah, because when I hear the word knitting, K-N-I-T, knit, or knitting, I think of maybe an old woman.
Okay, 那么第二个话题呢，问 Sam 是否喜欢那个织毛衣，这个单词呢 ,K-N-I-T 是它的原型动词 knit. 那么说 knitting 后面是一个 ing, 我们说 enjoy knitting.OK, 就是说是不喜不喜欢织毛衣。对 Sam 来讲呢，他认为 knitting 是一个 a ladies,、
oh,
old ladies hobby,、right?
yeah.
一般是这个上了一定年纪的女士的一个爱好。作为一个 man, Sam 肯定是不喜欢的。
That's right, men don't knit, right?
well, you never know, some men, they do knit.
I know. I say it's a joke.
It's a joke, right?、Yeah. OK.Well, we try something a little bit close to you. Means like, do you like singing karaoke?
Oh, actually, I'm kind of crazy about singing.
Okay, 那么说下一个话题呢，问 Sam 是否喜欢唱卡拉 OK。那么 Sam 用到了我们刚才应该第一节课我们做拓展练习时候学到是 be crazy about something.
Yeah.
就特别特别喜欢的一件事情。那么我们有学到 enjoy, you know, singing karaoke, or love singing karaoke. 那么 Sam 提到 he's crazy about karaoke.
Yes, I guess you can say my life is like one big karaoke.
Okay, 那么 Sam 用一个非常好的一个词组来形容他的这个生活哈，他的生活就是一个 karaoke.
Yeah, one big karaoke.
Big karaoke. 那么来 so what's it means when you say a life is a big karaoke, when the students want to use...You know, my life is a big karaoke.
Okay.
What's that mean?
So, what I mean is, I don't need to go to a karaoke place、
uh-huh.
to do karaoke.、Uh-huh. I'm singing all the time.
Okay.
So, at home in the shower, at home doing dishes,、even walking around in the subway or outside, sometimes I start singing. So, 、
okay.
my life is like one big karaoke.
Okay, so this is okay in your apartment, in your bathroom, where you sing karaoke, but if you're walking...You know, on the sidewalk, or you're taking a subway, you're singing karaoke. Is anybody talking to you? Hey, you know, you need help?
Yeah, the crazy guy.
Yeah, crazy guy. 他跟他开了一个玩笑，说 Sam 呢，他呢生活当中充满了卡拉 OK， 就是说他不仅仅在家唱，在洗澡的时候唱，在马路走的时候唱，所以他形容他的生活呢就是一个 life is karaoke.
Yeah, my life is one big karaoke.、
Okay.那么 Sam 呢应该是一个我们叫一个 a bathroom singer、
yeah.
or bathroom、Elvis Presley
OK
如果大家听我们去年节目的时候呢我们讲过一期在卫生间里面的什么猫王、啊、卫生间的猫王表示这些人呢往往在卫生间里面特别喜欢唱歌的人 right? 那么 Sam is one of them right?
Yes
OK And so why you know, like singing karaoke? Why you know, like singing
I think it's just a good way to be able to express, your feelings.
Right.
So if you're happy, you'll sing a very happy song. But if you're kind of sad, well, singing kind of a depressing song、
mm-hmm.
can make you feel good. So singing is just one way of me expressing myself and、
okay.
Kind of releasing some energy.
Okay, 两个非常好的词大家能够尽量记住。一个呢通过唱卡拉 OK 能够 express your...feeling.
Yeah.
那么大家记住比如说 by singing karaoke, I can express myself.
Yeah.
My feeling. 那么第二个呢通过 by singing karaoke, I can release my energy inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. 非常好的一个是 release, 能够释放出我身体内的那个 energy 身体里面的能量。所以说涉及到卡拉 OK 这么一个话题的时候呢，大家可以用到的非常好的表达的词组呢，一个是 express my feeling， right， 这是 number one、
yeah.
第二个呢 release my energy， OK， 能释放我的能量。那么这都是我们以后在表达唱卡拉 OK 的时候呢需要用到的这个单词，以及呢它的expression、
yeah.
啊，那么作为一个 native speaker， 他想到了这一个话题，他脑子里面会想到那么这些 keywords， right？ 那么大家不断的积累这些单词的话呢，那么你的水平 is the same as a native speaker， right？
Yeah,
same as、
right.
Sam， maybe better than Sam， right？
Oh yeah， it should be easy to be better than me。
Really？
Yeah,
okay， OK， 那么 Sam 希望大家以后在口语的这个表达上能够超过他， right？
Yeah， yeah。
OK， and one more topic is。Like a babysitting.
Babysitting.
Right, babysit. 我们下一个话题就是看孩子。
Oh.
It sounds a little bit feminine thing, right?
Well, I wouldn't say it sounds like a feminine thing. Because maybe now we have a lot of stay-at-home dads.
Right.
Right, that's
house
becoming
husband.
More and more... Yeah,
house husband.
Common, yes,
right.
House husband.
Right.
So, babysitting, but I personally...I'm okay with it, I think.
Okay.
Because babysitting is a great way to spend time with children.
Right.
But at the same time, they're not your children.
Uh-huh.
So you can give them back.
Okay. You don't have, you're not liable for the kids, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's up to you. You like it. You just keep it for a while. And you feel a little bored and fed up and just give it back.
Give it back. So it's like a temporary child.
Child, okay. 那么另外一点我问 Sam 说他是否喜欢看孩子，那么英文叫 babysit， 是动词、
yes.
如果按照我们这个语法这个结构来讲呢， enjoy babysitting， 问 Sam 是否喜欢看孩子，那么 Sam 说呢他的确呢能够接受看孩子这么一个事情啊，特别因为那个孩子呢不是他的，所以呢他高兴的时候呢拿孩子过来玩一玩，如果说不高兴的话，给孩子 give it away，
yeah, give it back，
right， give it back。那么说 not give away， I'm sorry， give away like a gift， right？
yes，
okay， sorry， 我刚才用错了一个单词，应该是 give it back， 应该给他送回去，而不是说 give away。 give away 表示说一个礼物呢赠给别人了，比如别人的孩子给 Sam 看， Sam 呢高兴赠给另外一个人。Well， you are a criminal， right？
I'd be big big trouble，
right？ 那么 Sam 提到的的确确的 we get a lot of you know pleasure and you know happiness from babysitting， and I know there's a you know classmate of mine in the you know back to unions， she fly from Sydney back to Singapore just to babysit you know her friend's baby。
Wow。
Yeah, just, you know, that's, I don't think it's worth it, but she says it's a very rewarding experience.
Yeah.
She like it. Okay, 那么很多人呢，比如说坐着飞机从一个地方飞到另一个地方，目的就是能够看一看别人的孩子。Well, I think I can accept it.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good friend.
Kind of a part-time babysitter.
Yeah.
Okay, 我和 Sam 呢，如果说作为一个兼职的保姆哈，或兼职的这种看孩子的人，我们会非常乐意的去什么呢 ？To do it, right?
Yes.
It's a lot of fun, right?
Sure.
And he's, you know, happy, play with you, and you know, crying and laughing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's part of life.
That's right.
那么大家看看对 babysit 如果有没有这种经历，有什么有没有这种经验，大家可以跟我们分享一下 ，right?
Yeah.
And well, I think it's the end of today's you know chat about the your hobbies.
Yes.
And still the question time for WeChat question time.
Okay, what's the question for today?
Okay, and think of one strange hobby that you know.
Oh, strange.
Very strange, very extreme, very abnormal hobbies.
Okay.
那么今天我们微信的话题呢是让大家想一个觉得非常非常怪的非常古怪的一个嗜好。大家动脑子想，不能是我们刚才提到的这些话题。非常非常怪，大家想想有没有身边的同事啊，身边的同学呀、啊，以及你认识的人，他的 hobby 的的确确是 give you a big, big surprise. Okay, so your participation is welcomed.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it for today's show, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材，我们的节目可以在 AM 七七四。蜻蜓 FM 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Use English! Come join us and learn native spoken English in a
creative way. A fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Youth English.
大音精华，声系天下。北京人民广播电台公益广告。
安全驾驶智能提醒仪启动，目前注意力100%，安全指数100%。
亲爱的，我正开着车呢。
视线不稳定，注意力50%，安全指数50%。视线已离开路面，注意力零，安全指数零，危险，危险。北京人民广播电台提醒您，开车时请勿使用手机。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.